Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
Oh, let me ask you a question, because obviously this just came out, and like thinking of the whole scenarios and looking at dates and like, okay, we got 2 weeks to prepare. It makes sense. We play the Rams. Let's see, because they have a really strong defensive front. Obviously, Donald is the guy. And they play well. They got some nice secondary.
Right.
So if Tua is able to get past the Rams, okay, stay with me. The trade deadline is 2 days later. If they feel good enough about Tua, are they maybe like turn Fitz into a commodity and get a get some
no.
value? No,
no, no, no.
You got to keep your insurance policy.
Yeah, they would never do
okay.
that.
All right.
And anyways,
I was thinking about it.
I don't think Fitz will bring anything. Jordan Howard might be one that if somebody needs a short yardage back, they'll ship his ass out happily. No, I don't think that they'll do anything.
Fitz is
like
with
that.
Us for the duration. We're gonna. Ride with our guys.
Yeah, because you never know what's going to happen with Tua.
I was just thinking of how many teams need quarterbacks.
Yeah,
and you know how we love to get draft picks, and I'm like thinking, God, they could turn something in, you know, for Fitz. They could get
but
something.
But it wouldn't be enough.
It wouldn't be enough. Okay.
The pick you're getting is not worth unloading him because you need him for the rest of the season.
And
God
then you're
forbid.
Flying without a net
right.
with the team
right.
at QB.
And spiritually, let's go back to that word, you are going to hurt the team. Because they feel better having him around. So now if you ship him out and it's all on Tua and it fails or he gets injured or there's a setback, then there's nobody you can count on. This way you always have Fitz there ready.
You're undercutting his development,
yes.
that relationship they have.
Yes, and that's the other thing also is his development. He needs to come to the sideline and have Fitz there to tell him, did you see this? Just in case, whatever. So all
like
of that
they've been
too,
doing, like they've been doing yeah. all season.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
mean, you see it. That's the first thing they do. You see him.
He's here to UD it from here on out. Okay, that's what he is. Julius 305 was first in the house with a little Tua baby. Gus in. Josh, man of 1,005 holds. Chewy, John, Isais, Clifton, Matthew Walker, Ohio John. Big O, they're starting Tua, but I think it's too early. I think Fitz and what he brings to I like what Fitz brings to the table. I got you. It's understandable to feel like that. People are going to feel that it's a little too soon.
Where are you like on a scale of 1 to 10? Where are you in enthusiasm?
Oh, 10. 10.
You are?
Oh, totally. Totally. I'm shocked, 10, and I'm enthused, 10. Of course I am. What do you think? I want the guy to go out there and ball out.
Oh
dude.
Man, of course.
And
I want him to be as successful as Marino hitting the ground
more,
run.
More successful.
Okay. Yeah.
I want him to be more
Let's
successful.
Dream big.
Yeah, no, I want Super Bowls, bro. I want Super Bowls. I need a Super Bowl before I croak, man. I need a Super Bowl.
Oh, I gotta
have a Dolphin Super Bowl, bro.
I was only talking about his start. You remember how Marino hit the ground running and was like, wow.
Yeah, I get it, but it's got to be
you
better
want
than that.
You want the long finish product.
I need a Super Bowl, bro.
We all do, man.
Yep. Josh says, can't wait to see him play next Sunday. I'm with you.